flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
So Josh Harris, on behalf of Marjorie Harris, Josh Harris's wife, and the Harris family, and the entire Washington Commanders ownership group, it appears as if they took out a letter in the Washington Post to thank fans. I'll read the letter. Dear Commanders fans, this season marked the beginning of bringing Washington football back to its status as a premier franchise in the NFL and restoring the significance, pride, and sense of community that this team has represented for decades. Growing up in Chevy Chase, I remember Sundays when the entire DMV came together in support. Those memories shaped my vision for this franchise, and I will continue to strive tirelessly to build a team that unites and inspires for years to come. When we became stewards of this franchise 2 summers ago, our mission was clear: to win on the field and in the community by creating a culture of excellence, attracting the best talent, and investing deeply in our team. I could not be prouder of our front office and coaching staff, led by Adam Peters and Dan Quinn, who have set the tone for this franchise and laid the foundation for success. And starting next week, Mark Klaus will officially join the organization. Mark brings decades of experience as an exceptional business leader and will focus on creating amazing fan experiences and ensuring our team delivers for the communities we are so fortunate to serve. Of course, none of this would have been possible without the incredible efforts of our players, whose hard work, grit, and brotherhood define the season. A special thank you to Jaden Daniels, who made history and shattered records. And thank you to our additional postseason captains, Zach Ertz, Terry McLaurin, Jeremy Reeves, and Bobby Wagner, along with the rest of the players. Everyone stepped up and contributed to deliver a 12-5 regular season and thrilling playoff run. This season was a tremendous reminder that the Commanders can galvanize not just a fan base, but an entire community. Our mission to build an elite franchise and create unforgettable experiences begins and ends with you, the fans. Your unwavering support has meant everything. Week after week, through highs, lows, and unforgettable moments, that Hail Mary, he adds parenthetically in week 8, you showed up. We're building this for you, and we won't stop until we have a championship. Thank you for being on this journey with us. With sincere gratitude and excitement for what's ahead, Josh Harris. And again, on behalf of Marjorie Harris, his wife, and the Harris family, and the entire Washington Commanders ownership group. Very nice to put out a letter to thank the fans always after almost any season. Sometimes it may be more important to do it after a bad season, even though you will get mocked for doing it that way. But I think it's very clear that since they took over, they understood the damage that had been done and what needed to happen to repair that damage and restore some sense of the team being legitimately important in the market, not just as a discussion centerpiece, because that's never really wavered, ironically, right? Even with all of the poor performance on the field and the poor attendance in the stadium and the poor television ratings, you know, when they played, especially later in the season. For whatever reason, the conversation about the team, and by the way, that's part community too, because communities celebrate together and they also wallow in misery together. You know, sometimes it's much easier when you have company with your misery. So, they understood this. They understood what they were buying. They understood how far it had fallen, and they understood the challenge of bringing it back. And, you know, we had an owner before who was also a fan and grew up a fan, who, by the way, is essentially, I think, the same exact age as Josh Harris. You know, while those guys were, you know, Mark Ein and Josh were over in Chevy Chase in an elementary school over there, Dan was in Rockville in some elementary school and, you know, junior high school and high school. We had, you know, that didn't guarantee anything just because they understood it, although I'll just say, and I felt this way all along, I never really felt like Dan was the fan of the team that he said he was. I think his father was a fan of the team the way many of us had been fans of the team, but I don't think he was necessarily. I think in many ways he just wanted to do something ultimately that made him, you know, part of the group, you know, part of the guys, part of, you know, and maybe for his father as well. But anyway, I digress. These guys knew what they were purchasing. They knew the challenge. By the way, the challenge first started with the purchase itself. It was not an easy one. I remember when it was finalized in the late July of 2023, just saying, man, thank you. Like, Josh, thank you. And the 20 plus minority owners of this team. I mean, there wasn't really anybody else willing to step up and pay that price. And that's what was required to get him to sell. I mean, no matter what was going to happen with the franchise moving forward, we could never thank him enough. And by the way, understand how hard it was. This wasn't Bezos just writing a $6 billion check, give me the team. I've got, you know, hundreds of billions more. This was not that situation. This was not hedge fund money. This was not sovereign money. This was not Saudi money. This was Josh Harris, who obviously is very wealthy and has been very successful, but needing to write a business plan to raise capital so that he had partners that could help him get over the top price-wise. I mean, and look, part of that business plan was once Snyder's gone, we got a chance to get people back. I also, you know, look at this and just see the appreciation for the people that he hired. You know, there are no guarantees when you hire people that it's going to work out the way you think it'll work out, and it didn't take long. Their first real off season, it was not 2023. They bought the team too late to fire Ron Rivera, to, you know, change the front office, to change the roster even in a significant way. Obviously, it was too late. Camp was a week and a half away or less than a week away at that point when the sale got finalized. But, you know, they kind of went against what a lot of pundits, a lot of fans even, thought they should do with respect to the head coach.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years.
Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, let's go back a year ago. Dan Quinn was not a popular hire with the majority of the fan base. Part of that is on the, you know, environment in the moment, which said, and had a lot of people saying, Ben Johnson is their guy and Ben Johnson needs to be their hire. Well, it's not what they thought. And they didn't succumb to sort of public pressure. Remember, Dan did that with Fossil, had Fossil basically hired. Public pressure basically said, we don't want Jim Fossil. And then they were left with Jim Zorn. These guys knew that it was more than just a football coach they were looking for. You know, they got their guy and their general manager in Adam Peters. That was a huge get, massive get. But then it was about who is going to lead the culture change from ground level, from the locker room level. They were looking for a leader. They were looking for a really good coach with a really good resume, with a real understanding of X's and O's. But they were really looking for a culture changer, a guy that could attract other coaches that would get it and understand what they were doing. That's why the Ben Johnson thing, even though a lot of people didn't understand what was going on and sort of spoke to it in a different way. That's why Dan Quinn was always, from the minute they interviewed him and the minute they started to talk to other people outside the organization, he became an immediate favorite of Josh Harris and of Adam Peters and was at or near the top of the list. They were going to go through the process because they are process-oriented. They are about gathering as much information on the topic before they make a decision, and they went through the rest of the process. But it wasn't a popular outside of the building hire. Didn't matter to them. They knew they had the right guy, and you can tell through this letter that he is, you know, there's a deep breath part of it. Did we really get it right with Adam Peters and Dan Quinn? All these people are saying we didn't get it right, you know, with the coach anyway. And then what was, let's face it, other than the quarterback being selected and the six players that were selected in the top 100, you know, free agency-wise, it's like, I mean, there was a lot of, really? Zach Ertz? Really? How old's Wagner now? Chin can't stay on the field. Eckler? He can't stay. There was not a lot of buzz over their free agent class. And by the way, you know, it was justified in the moment. They weren't trying to create buzz in this free agency class. They were trying to change the culture. They were trying to do it without rebuilding. Recalibrating was the word used right from the jump. But man, there was a real sense in this letter from Josh Harris that, whew, man, couldn't have gone any better. We look pretty good now, and we got a lot of forward momentum. So, look, without getting into the specific, did he say Commanders too many times? Did he say Commanders enough? He said Washington football. What did he say here? I'm just telling you, this is something they're considering. Whether we get over the finish line with a new name and new uniforms or not, they're at least absolutely taking this seriously. And they're going to go through the process and see if it pencils out. Ultimately, when you pay $6 billion, you better do something that from, you know, a financial standpoint makes sense rather than just bowing to emotion. Again, I think there's a good chance that the majority of us that want change will get it in some way, shape, or form. Here's my question to you. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Josh Harris just wrote a letter to you, thanking you, fans of this team. Sincere gratitude, excitement for what's ahead. What would you say to him if you had, you know, 30 seconds to sort of respond to his thank you? What would you say back to him? 301-230-0980. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980, the team980.com. We're also free and live on the Odyssey app. Window Nation's got a phenomenal deal going on right now. How about 60% off on all windows with no payments and no interest for 2 full years? Experts say that while we're in a lull here from the bitter cold that we've had over the last month, that it'll get worse before spring. So if you've got older windows, drafty windows, cold windows, insulated windows, but not insulated enough, you're losing too much of your heat, you're paying too much for your heating bill. Give Window Nation a shot. Have them come out, pitch you on their products, leave you with a quote. It's free. It's not going to cost you anything. And they're not going to pressure you into making a decision right away. What I promise you is you're going to work with a company that has a great product, that is top-notch in customer service. They've got over 33,000 five-star reviews on Google. They've got an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And you're going to get a great deal, 60% off, with no payments and no interest for 2 full years. 866-90-NATION, windownation.com.
Biggest news locally is, unfortunately, that deadly crash that took place last night between a Black Hawk helicopter and a commercial airline that was heading into DCA. We continue to have victims identified. A number of figure skaters in that community were on that flight. Unfortunately, there are multiple reports confirming that no survivors, there were 60 total on the plane, but no survivors were pulled out of the water as of yet, and confirmed to be no survivors in that crash. So really just unfortunate situation. We're praying for those families. If you missed our conversation that Kevin had with Steve Buckantz, highly encourage you to go check that out. Incredibly insightful and helpful for those that might need that. Not easy to transition, but there were some sports last night. The Terps picked up a big win over number 17 ranked Wisconsin, 76-68. All five of the Terps scored 10 plus points. Derek Queen, all five of their starters, I should say. Derek Queen went for 12 points and 12 rebounds. Not as good of a night for the Wizards. They lost to the Raptors 106-82. Scotty Barnes led all scores with 24. Kuzma led the Wizards with 19 and 10. They take on the Lakers tonight at Cap One. You can hear it right here on the Team 980. In the NFL, Tavita Pritchard interviewed with the Jaguars for their offensive coordinator position under new head coach Liam Cohen. David Blau expected to interview with a number of different organizations, the Jets and Bears included, for a potential job on their new coaching staffs. And that's what's trending.